Shalom Vrecha to all. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying OU Tarat Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are learning the Haftorah of Parshas Vayikra. We open up a new book of Chumash, Baruch Shechayan, V'kimanu V'yiganu L'zmanazah. Sefer Vayikra is also known as Torah's Kohanim, the law book for the priest, because it delineates so much of what the Kohanim did for the Avodah and the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash. Parshas Vayikra is all about Karbanos, all different kinds of translated sacrificial offerings that were brought in the Mishkan by the Kohanim on behalf of the people, on behalf of Am Yisrael. So that is the parasha overview. It's a very technical parasha that delineates all the different types of sacrifices. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Yeshayahu, and it is Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chof Aleph, through Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Chav Gimel. So it's a lengthy Haftorah, and it's very interesting because whereas the Parsha commands us regarding the sacrificial offerings, the proper order of the prescribed Karbanot and their details and their types, the Haftorah is actually the opposite. The Haftorah rebukes us for the sacrificial offering. So going through the Haftorah, again, this is my division. It doesn't say, you know, chelek al, chelek beis, chelek gimel, chelek dal, chelek hay. But if you go through the Haftorah, there are actually different chalakim, and it can be divided non-officially into topics. The first part of the Haftorah is the rebuke of Yeshayahu against the people for empty sacrifices. You can't just bring a korban without kavana. You can't bring a korban that is devoid of heart and kavana and connectivity to Hashem. Of course, the word karban is from the word karav. The purpose of karbanot is to come close to Hashem. Action devoid of intention is rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So chelek alf, again, these are our own chalakim, is the Yishayahu's rebuke against the people, or to the people, for empty sacrifices. That is in the beginning of the Haftorah in Parak Mem Gimel. However, then moving into Perek Mem Dalet, Chelek Beis, Hashem promises to restore Israel, just like water poured upon the dry ground. Hashem will pour His Spirit upon the descendants of Am Yisrael. We will grow like grass. So Chelek Beis is the restoration of Am Yisrael. Then Perek Mem Dalet moves to further Tochacha. In this case, it is about Chelek Gimel, the futility, emptiness and utter folly of Avodah Zarah. And not only the Avodah Zarah, the idol makers. Yeshayahu rebukes the people who make the idols. He says the same wood that you use for heating and cooking, fueling your ovens, is used for idol worship. How could you possibly worship something so empty, such pointless of pointless? And then finally, Chelak Dalid, is that Hashem will never abandon us. He will cleanse us and He will redeem us. And that's of the Haftorah. So it's interesting. There's two portions of rebuke, one for empty sacrifices, one for the emptiness of Avodah Zarah. The Chelak of rebuke for empty sacrifices is followed by a consolation, if you will, that Hashem will restore and pour water upon us as in parched ground, and Am Yisrael will regrow. And the chelek of rebuke for empty idol worship, falsehoods, is followed by, once again, a nechama, if you will, and a promise that Hashem will cleanse us and He will take us back to Him. I quote from Rabbi Joe, that's an overview of the Haftorah and the topics delineated in the Haftorah. I quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik on the Haftorah. So one of the things that the Navi tells us here in Parak Mem Gemel, Pasuk Chav Dalid, Lo kan yisali bekesef kona, v'chelev zvachecha lo hir v'sani. Ah, you did not purchase Cain for me with money. You did not purchase for me Cain with money, nor have you satiated me, nor have you fulfilled me, says God, with the fat of your sacrifices. Ach hevadetani bechatosecha. Hogatani ba'avanosecha. You have burdened me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, says as follows. In the Haftorah of Tzav, which is next week's parasha, Yirmiyahu repeats the same theme. So the Haftorah of Vayikra, Sefer Yeshayahu, rebuke for empty sacrifices, the parasha after Vayikra Tzav, Rav Soloveitchik says, the Haftorah from that comes from Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu repeats the same theme. Jeremiah says, for neither did I speak with your forefathers, nor did I command them on the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning a burnt offering or a sacrifice. But this thing I did command them, obey me so that I am your God and you are my people. And you will walk in all the ways that I command you so it may be well with you. So just like Yeshayahu in this Nevuah, says to Israel, do you think Hashem wants your empty sacrifices? Jeremiah, your Mio, says the same thing. Did I speak with your forefathers? Did I command them concerning a burnt offering or a sacrifice? What did I command them? Walk with me, obey me, so all will be well with you. Says Rav Salvechik, while the two parashiyot of Vayikra and Sav concern the sacrifices, in both have Torahs, the prophets protest against a mistaken understanding of Karbano. Their messages in the Haftorah appears to undermine rather than reinforce the importance of Karbano. Although Yeshua and Yirmiyahu never told the people to stop offering the Karbano, they were more concerned with ethical principles. And a fact that prophets were saying, if you think the Karbano automatically wipe away sin, you are mistaken. When we fail the obligation of Karbano, we must be careful to do so within the context of Kedusha. The Karbano must not be an isolated procedure followed by rote. So much, it's such a tochacha to us. It's a challenge. It's a real challenge. One of the things that the Yetzer Hara burdens us with and distracts us with is to make us into people of mitzvos anashu melumda, that we do avodat Hashem by rote and by habit, without thinking, without kavana, just because that's what everyone does, without our heart and our mind and our soul. And that's really the tochacha here. It balances out the parsha, because yes, of course, Karbano, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in fact, says to his commentary to Pirkei Avo, Perek Av Mishnah Bet, Shosh Dvar Me'olam Ameda, Torah V'Avoda V'Gemilu Chasadim, the Torah stands upon three things, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilu Chasadim. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Avoda is Avoda Karbano, and he writes that the entire world was created for the service in the Beit HaMikdash for the Karbano. So of course, Vayikra Tzav, the Karbano are very important. But you know what else is important? Having Kavana in your Avodas Hashem, having a heart in your Avodas Hashem, feeling like Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an empty Karban is like an empty Tefillah, Rachman HaLitzan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the heart and the mind. He doesn't just want us to go through the stages. He doesn't just want us to go through the actions. He desires our heart. The Karbano, going back to Rav Salvechik, must not be an isolated procedure followed by rote. It must be part of a larger effort to obey God's will. This is the message of the two Haftorah. According to Yeshua and Yirmiyahu, we must first attain a state of Kedusha, and only then can we offer sacrifices. What does Kadosh mean? The actual Shoresh, Kuf, Dalet, Shin, it means designated, set aside, set apart for something. That's what it really means. It doesn't really mean holy. If you look in Perek Lamed Chesed Bereishis, the Maisei by Yehuda and Tamar, Yehuda says, Ayei HaKedesha, Asher Hayeh B'Pesach Harayim. They're looking for a Kedesha that was sitting at the crossroads. Kedesha, is she holy? They're looking for a Zona. Kedesha means something that is designated or set aside. What does the Chassan say to the Kala at the time of the betrothal? Harei at Mikudashali, but to Batzu Kedat Moshe Yisrael. You are Mikudashali. Is he saying she's holy to me? Hopefully she will be holy to him. But what it means is you are set aside. You are apart. You are designated. You are mine. Kadosh means something designated, holy, set aside for Kosh Baruch Hu. So by Matan Torah, when Kosh Baruch Hu said to us, Shemos 19:6, Vatem to you, Mamlecha Konim Vigoy Kadosh, Kosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. I set you aside from all the other nations of the world, set aside for Kosh Baruch Hu. So here, perhaps, that's how we could understand the Rav. According to Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu, we must first attain a set of, I'm sorry. Let's do that pasuk again, that sentence again. According to Isaiah and Jeremiah, we must first attain a state of Kedusha, and only then can we offer sacrifices. Does it mean we must be perfectly holy? Is anybody perfectly holy? We must recognize that we are set aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Am HaNivchar, and part of that Kedusha is that He wants our hearts, our minds, our neshamas, our kavanos, our simcha, our ratzon, and yes, our actions as well. Says Rav Salvechik, we must understand the offering of a korban is not a perfunctory, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong, meaningless ritual. It is not just by rote. It's not just because I have to. It is not meaningless. It requires us to be in a state of holiness. That is how we should view all of our Avodah Hashem. Rav Salvechik brings it down to lesson to our day and age. We have survived without the Beit HaMikdash, meaning without the Karbana, for over 1900 years. Yet we could not have lasted for 100 years without Shabbat, without Sniyah, modesty, without Kashrut, without keeping the laws of Achalat Asur and Mutarot. There are major principles that define our existence, and in this sense, they are more fundamental than Karbana. So what are the Nevi'im coming to do here? They're coming to say, yes, Vayikra and Sav, Torah Sakadosha. It's very, very important. Of course you should bring the Karbana. And you should do it in a state of ecstasy and devotion and coming close to Kosh Baruch Hu. But don't forget that Hashem wants the Mechshava, thought, Ratzon, desire. Simcha of Shimshon Pinchas delineates the different parts of a mitzvah in a sefer, and after Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, there's the action of the mitzvah, there's the ma'aseh, there's the dibur of the mitzvah, there's the speech, there's the ratzon of the mitzvah, your desire to do the mitzvah, there is the kavana, the intention of the mitzvah, and there's simcha, joy. And these are all parts that we have to bring. So the Nevi'im are coming to tell us if the avodah is empty, Hashem says, why do I need this? An excerpt, some of the pshukim in the Haftorah itself for us to hear. So I chose to focus on the pshukim of consolation and chizuk. The rebuke begins with rebuke for the empty sacrifices. Then we have beautiful pshukim of consolation, if you will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, despite our transgressions, Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chav Hei, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Mocha Pisha Echa Lamani, V'chato Secha Lo Eskar. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, despite your unwelcome offerings, I am the one who will wipe away your sin for my sake, and your sin I will not remember. So this is the promise of divine rachamim. Hashem says, even though you have been sinful, don't worry. It is me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I who will wipe away that iniquity for my sake. It is I who will forget, so to speak, your sins. In the beginning of Perek Mem Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the Ata, Shema Yaakov Abdi, and now listen, Jacob, my servant, V'Yisrael Bacharti, but Israel, I have chosen Israel, Ko Amar Hashem, so says the Lord, Osacha, the one who made you, V'Yotzrecha, the one who fashioned you, Mi Beten Yazrecha, from the womb, I help you, Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, do not be afraid, my servant Yaakov, V'Yeshurin, Yeshurin is a name for Christ, Bacharti, but I have chosen Yeshurin, Pasuk Gimel, Perek Mem Dal, Pasuk Gimel, Ki Etzok Mayim Al Tzamei, just as I pour water upon the thirsty, v'nozlim al yabasha, and liquid to pour liquids upon dry ground, etzok ruchi al zarecha ubirchasi al tzatzach. Hashem says, don't worry, Klal Yisrael will never wither, will never become dried up, despite our sins. Hashem will pour his spirit upon the future of Klal Yisrael. He'll bless our children, our future generations, with his blessing. So again, it's so beautiful. There's two sections of rebuke, one for empty korbano, and one for avodah zarah, futility of futility, sin of all sins, kofros of all kofros, but there's nechama built in. V'tzamchu bevein, I mean, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. Okay? V'tzamchu bevein chatzir, the seed of Israel will grow amongst the grass, ka'aravim al yivle mayim, just like willows that grow by streams of water. Pasuk Hey, zeh yomer lahashem, at this time, this one will say to Hashem, ani, lahashem ani, this one will say lahashem ani, I am to Hashem, v'zeh yikra b'shem Yaakov, and this one will call in the name of Jacob, v'zeh yichtov yadu lahashem, this one will write by his own hand, I am to God, u'b'shem Yisrael yechana, and in the name of Hashem, he will name himself. What is this speaking about? In the future time, when Hashem pours water and liquids, just like upon dry grounds, they are rejuvenated. When he pours the thirst for Torah, and the Torah to quench the thirst, Klal Yisrael will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that time, such a beautiful pasuk, Zeh Yomar, Hashem Ani, this Jew will say, I am to God. V'zeh Yikra, B'Shem Yaakov, this one will be called in the name of Jacob. V'zeh Yichtov Yadol Hashem, this one by his own hand will write to Hashem. B'Shem Yisrael Yechana, and his name, he will name himself with the name of Israel. So the Steinsaltz Nevi'im says something very beautiful. This is referring to the time of redemption. The numbers of the Jewish people will significantly increase, and the following significant change will take place. Whereas for many generations, Jews concealed their identity and attempted to escape it, now many who were not even known to be Jews will identify themselves as such. They will declare their allegiance to God. The process of the redemption will take place not only through the increase of familiar occurrences, but also through the appearance of new phenomena. Jews who have been so far away, who didn't even realize they were Jewish, who had nothing to do with Am Yisrael, will say, oh wait, Hashem is my God. I am part of Jacob. He will write with his own hand, I am to Hashem. How does the Haftorah end? After then rebuking us for Avodah Zarah, the end of the Haftorah, the last three psukim, Yeshayahu Perek Mem Dalet, psukim Chaf Aleph through Chaf Gimel. Zachar Eila Yaakov Yisrael ki Avdi Ata. Remember this Jacob, remember these Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. Yitzar Ticha, I have fashioned you. Eved li Ata Yisrael, you are a servant to me, Yisrael. Velo Tinasheni, I will not, do not abandon me. and I will not forsake you. Famous pasuk. Machisi ka'av pisha echa. We say by the amim nora. Vicha anan chatosecha. Shuva elai kiga al ticha. I will wipe away your transgression of ayin bet as a thick cloud. Like a thick cloud dispelled by the wind. Vicha anan chatosecha. And like a thin cloud, your sins are dispersed. Shuva Eli, return to me, says the Lord. Ki ga'al ticha, I am bringing you go'ula. Last pasuk of this beautiful Haftorah. Ranu Shamayim, sing, Rina. Sing, O heavens. Ki asa Hashem, because Hashem has acted. Hariu tachtios eretz, the lowest places on the earth, should blast the shofar, should call out, should shadow. Pitzchu harim. The mountains will break out into song. I'm sorry, Pitzchu Harim Rina. The mountains will break into song. Ya'ar v'chol etzba. All of the trees in the forest will sing. Why? Ki ga'al Hashem Yaakov will be Yisrael yitpa'er. Because Hashem has redeemed Yaakov. And through Knesset Yisrael, Hashem is glorified. May we take the words of the Navi to heart. May we take the words of the Chumash to heart. And understand what we... The Avodah Karbanis help us bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu VeYikra Ansav. May we listen to the words of the Navi when the Avodah is empty, when we turn to empty Karbanah, without Kavanah, without Simcha, without Ratzon, without the Lev, without the Nevesh. When we turn to empty Avodah Zarah, that is futility of futilities, we are nothing. But when we turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we hear His voice, when we rejoice with Him, we have to remember He will never abandon us, He will never wipe us away, He will pour Torah upon us like the thirsty one gets water, and we will sprout once again. And like the Navi ends, the Haftorah ends, Ki ga'al Hashem Yaakov, the Lord has redeemed Jacob, ubi Yisrael yitpa'ar, and through Israel He is glorified. Beautiful words of consolation. May we merit to see them immediately and in our days. Kol tov, have a wonderful day. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you to all.